The Mid-Michigan branch of the American Red Cross is already getting their act together. Allison Bono is with the Mid-Michigan area branch of the American Red Cross, and she's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Hi, Allison.
Hi there.
Well, you guys are mobilizing and getting ready. Tell us about...
Once again.
Yeah.
We are getting ready. We're getting our list of volunteers that are ready to go, that have the time off and that can spare the time, and also that have been trained and have all their paperwork filled out. So they're waiting the sidelines now to hear how many people we need to send. In the meanwhile, supplies and everything are being rushed to the North Carolina area, and there's staging going on by the Red Cross units on the East Coast.
All right, so even though you don't need the supplies, they're going to be there.
Right, right, because the sooner we can get the supplies there and be up and ready after, you know, the flooding starts or whatever we have to deal with, we'll be prepared.
All right, how many people from the Mid-Michigan area are ready to go?
We've got about 20 ready to go.
Okay, and what's the process once the storm gets through an area? How does that work?
Well, then it's up to the Red Cross logistics people we have on the ground to decide when and where we have to open a shelter if that's necessary, or if we just need to help people with cleanup, help people with food while they're cleaning up. If there's a power outage, then we're going to have to help people that have electrical needs, and there's a multitude of things that are going to happen.
And Allison, this is a scary situation, especially when it gets over to New York, because flooding there could be devastating. You've got all those high buildings and such a high population of people in such a small area. It's scary to think what could happen.
It really is, and we're working with FEMA, and this is, like they say, this might be a generational storm, one we'll talk about for years to come, and I know, of course, we're hoping that it's not, but we're preparing for the fact that it could be. I also want to mention that there's our website, on our website, redcross.org, there's a place you can go, it's called Safe and Well, and families can register there and say, we're going to Aunt Irma's or whatever, and other family members can check on them. So we're suggesting that everybody stay connected. Stay connected with your family. You know, you might, your cell phone, you know, cell towers could go down. You might not have cell phone usage. You may be able to text. You may be able to go to Facebook. But have a plan with your family so they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Once again, Safe and Well, what's the website?
www.redcross.org. There's also an app out there for your smartphone users that's the Hurricane Safety Checklist, and that's for people that have to get things ready to evacuate, and that's www.redcross.org/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E.
And I know this gets you to thinking about fundraising. You're always going to need money. The Red Cross Annual Disaster Giving Program is in effect, and people can give. How do they do that?
Just go to redcross.org, same website, donate now, and the problem is we still have shelters open in North Dakota. We still have shelters open for the California wildfires. So it has been a long, long spring for the Red Cross, and here we go right into hurricane season. So we want to be there 24/7, but the American public has to help us. We're not funded by the government.
All right, Allison, we're going to put you on hold. I want to get you on the program Monday and let you update us on where we are as far as what we're doing to help them get through this hurricane, all right?
Okay, great.